Harper Audio presents The Immortal Hunter, a Rogue Hunter novel by Lindsay Sands, performed by Victoria McGee. Copyright 2009 by Lindsay Sands. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. What's taking so long? Decker Arjunot Pimms glanced up from a very bored contemplation of his twiddling thumbs at that question from Garrett Mortimer. He watched the fair-haired enforcer pace back and forth in front of him twice before saying, "I'm sure they'll be done soon." When Mortimer merely grunted and continued to pace, Decker leaned his head back on the dark leather couch and closed his eyes. The energy in the room was heavy with anxiety, and he would have liked to leave. Unfortunately, this was his cottage. It was also supposed to be his vacation, but that had fallen by the wayside with one call. The third day of his vacation, Lu Chen, his uncle, but more importantly the head of the Immortal Enforcers, and his boss, had called with the news that there had been multiple reports of mortals with bite marks in the area. Two council enforcers were on their way north to find the culprit. Could they stay with him? Would he help out with the search? Like an idiot, he'd said yes. Decker grimaced at his own stupidity, but knew he hadn't had much choice. He, too, was a council enforcer, the equivalent of a vampire cop. His job was to hunt down rogue immortals who threatened the well-being of his people or mortals. While the mortals would not be damaged by a bite, so long as too much blood wasn't taken, it did threaten the well-being of their people by increasing the chances of their